1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Russia pulls out of the UN brokered deal that kept Ukrainian grain for the world's hungriest flowing through Russian-patrolled waters.
Russia says it will return to the deal when its demands are met. The breakthrough agreement brokered last summer allowed food to leave the Black Sea region after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The end of this deal for now could have an impact on hunger worldwide and food prices, pushing more into poverty. The war in Ukraine sent food commodity prices soaring to record highs last year.
CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting. The floodwaters have begun to recede in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, after killing at least five people Saturday. KYW-TV reporter Dan Snyder is there.
The Luzecki family returned home from vacation to find their entire backyard swept away.
This is our fourth flood, and this is by far the worst, and nothing is being done.
Washed away was a rebuilt motorcycle, and the family says they found their shed about a quarter mile away. There's no power to the house, which still has water flooded inside it.
I can't see a future here any longer with the storms getting worse.
Two young children still missing. Their mother and grandmother died when their car was swept away. Their father and brother survived. Dozens of states still wilting under a heat wave in Arizona.
It is miserable being outside unless you're in the water somehow. It's actually not safe at all.
A Pennsylvania jury today begins considering whether the man convicted of the 2018 massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue should die for the crime. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This jury actually will be finding whether to recommend that the court impose the death penalty. In the end, it would be the court that would impose either a sentence of death or life imprisonment without the possibility of parole.
11 worshipers died in the massacre. How racially mixed is your neighborhood? A lot could be riding on the answer.
A nationwide study published in the JAMA Network finds that highly segregated neighborhoods are associated with a significantly lower life expectancy. Researchers say life expectancy is 4 years shorter in those neighborhoods, and the data shows how racial segregation can drive overall racial inequities.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn reporting. One day after unseating Novak Djokovic in the men's tennis final at Wimbledon, Spain's 20-year-old Carlos Alcaraz is still pinching himself.
Being the guy, you know, to be him after 10 years, unbeaten on that court is amazing for me. It's something that I will never forget, that's for sure.
Djokovic calling the loss tough to swallow, but he says he'll move on. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Designed for curious travelers. Viking offers all-inclusive voyages on all seven continents with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com.
When you're trying to hire, all that searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy today with highs around 73. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 50. Tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 80. Low 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media app.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Monday, July 10th. Kristen Lyerly's here with us, along with Aaron Zommers as well, on this National Kitten Day and National Pina Colada Day. So if you've got a kitten, you can share your pina colada with the little furball today. It's legal.
Could you get caught in the rain with your kitten and your pina colada?
I don't know. But my kitten and I, we are into champagne. So, you know, not much into health food. Here's the thing. I feel like my 70s music card should be pulled, that I did not think to have Rupert Holmes all queued up there for that with the pina colada song. I totally whiffed on that. But on this National Pina Colada Day coming up this hour, we're going to have Civic Media News Director Terry Bell at the end of the hour. He's going to talk about three things that you should know to start the week. We're going to talk a little bit about the state budget, the vetoes that Governor Evers made to it. And does that turn something into nothing, or is the Republicans' definition of nothing really something? But we're going to start with Congressman Mike Gallagher, who joins a long list of Republicans who have to find something, anything else, to create diversions from the lack of, you know, ideas and accomplishments. And it's not green M&Ms this time. It's not Bud Light. It's not rainbows. It's Barbie. Seriously, it's Barbie dolls. It's the Barbie movie and a map, and not the actual hurricane map that Donald Trump drew on with a Sharpie. Remember that? This is a cartoon map in a movie about Barbie dolls. And Kristen, I wish this was a joke, but apparently the congressman from, you know, your part of Northeast Wisconsin is making a big deal about a cartoon map.
Yeah, I don't really understand what's happening here. I mean, have you seen the map?
I've seen the map. Aaron, you've seen the map.
Yes, I will say, before I saw it, when I just read the headlines, I believed it. I've heard of lots of media. Let's say there's a gay couple in a side story that's released about some kind of game or movie, and they just don't release it in China and things like that, and they get backlash for that. I've heard plenty of those stories, so I believed it. People sucking up to China. And then I looked at the map, and it's like a bunch of colored blocks, and there's dotted lines all over. This is one of many dotted lines, and I strongly believe it doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing. And I'll hear reading from Politico: the detail in question is a dashed line drawn on a map off the coast of Asia that critics have identified as a contested maritime boundary that Beijing draws more than 1,000 miles off its own coast to claim the vast majority of the South China Sea as its territory. Now, when you hear that, you think, oh, yeah, okay, this has geopolitical implications. China is, in fact, doing this. They're basically trying to bully their way into territory in the South China Sea. And so if this was some kind of an accurate map that essentially made that claim, this would all have merit. Kristen, it's 9 dashed lines written on a crayon where Asia looks to be a rectangle. There is nothing specific about it. And Aaron, didn't you say there's dashed lines all over the map?
There are. And actually, this one is 8, which is important because the one on the real Chinese map is 9. And this is not 9 dashed lines. So if anything, they probably put a bunch of dashed lines, looked at it, and were like, oh, crap, we need to make sure this isn't 9 so we don't accidentally do that.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's...
every time I look at the map and I think about this movie, I'm like, why would they intentionally... I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense at all to me.
Well, no. And what it does is it gives a reason for Congressman Gallagher, who leads a select House panel aimed at countering the influence of China, to say that the map, quote, illustrates the pressure that Hollywood is under to please the CCP censors, the Chinese Communist Party. While it may just be a Barbie map in a Barbie world, the congressman says, the fact that a cartoonish crayon scribbled map seems to go out of its way to depict the Chinese government's unlawful territorial claims illustrates the pressure that Hollywood is under to please CCP censors. I hope Warner Brothers clarifies that the map was not intended to endorse any territorial claims and was, in fact, the work of a formerly plastic anthropomorphic doll. Does he have any idea how silly he just made himself sound?
Well, I think Warner Brothers did. I mean, they said the map in Barbie Land is a childlike crayon drawing, and the doodles depict Barbie's make-believe journey from Barbie Land to the real world. And then they further go on to say that it was not intended to make any type of a...
But it didn't stop.
All of the extra publicity, we really appreciate you helping us reach an audience that we otherwise probably wouldn't have reached.
Right, exactly. And it tells you how ridiculous this is, that really the first two other members of Congress who jumped on this, Ted Cruz and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. And really, that's all you need to know, is that they will grab anything, the green M&Ms, the Bud Light, anything for a distraction, a diversion, something to make people, you know, get them riled up. Because they have
the culture war caucus.
They have nothing substantive to say, and they've done nothing substantive at all. Let's take a break. It is time. Speaking of which, it's time for the All-Star break for baseball. We will talk about the Brewers' last game before the All-Star break, and we'll also get your full weatherology forecast all across the state of Wisconsin coming up next. You're up north. Getting caught.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, sure, we're getting blue skies for now, but does it last is the question. We're going to get a weatherology forecast coming up in just a bit. I'll tell you, though, first that it is 71 degrees up here on Lake Wissota on our home base, 93.5 the tap. Waukesha, you're coming in at 63 degrees for people listening on the Shaw. Amory, our listeners for Lake Air, are at 67. The Mad Radio listeners in Madison coming in at 70 degrees. Wade Miley pitched six strong innings, and the Brewers made a first-inning run stand-up in a 1-0 win over the Cincinnati Reds on Sunday. The victory pulls the Brewers to within a game of the Central Division-leading Reds, and then they will pick it up and play three more games, but this time in Cincinnati when the All-Star break is over. Christian Yelich led off the Brewers' half of the first with a ground rule double to extend his hitting streak to nine games, and then Yelich scored on Jesse Winker's two-out single to center. And that was all the scoring for the whole game, in a game that went rather quickly, 2 hours and 4 minutes, tying the record for the shortest ball game since the Brewers ballpark opened in 2001, 2 hours and 4 minutes. It's also the end of a streak of 17 games being played in 17 days. And so now there will be a day off, except for Devin Williams and Corbin Burns, who will both be heading to Seattle for the All-Star game. And again, they will pick it up on Friday in Cincinnati. You can listen to the Brewers in the Fox Valley on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 and 1100 AM, and WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 and 1450 AM. Aaron, I'm not seeing a note there, so we're still waiting on the weatherology folks, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, we'll see what that is. I do know, I'm no meteorologist, Kristen, but I do know that there is a front approaching from the north that's going to give us some showers and thunderstorms moving in eventually, but 90s for one more day today before things turn a little bit cooler, and you can always hear your weatherology forecast during commercial breaks here on all of the Civic Media radio stations. So, Kristen, you have the perspective of being outside of Wisconsin right now. So as you look back in and you see Republicans talking about the vetoes from Governor Tony Evers on the budget bill, primarily vetoing that massive tax cut to the very wealthy, and them saying, you know, that this is a budget that offers nothing to the middle class, you really get into a definition of what is nothing and what is the middle class. And they seem to be struggling with that definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That giant category that is the middle class that, like, let's be honest, it needs to be broken down, because the middle class is what are the numbers? The married couple making,
oh, their idea of middle class is $34,000 to $360,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're at $360,000, you're well within like the top 10% of wealth in the state. And should you be?
It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love.
It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I think that, Laura, we are going to have some really nice conditions here in Chippewa Falls for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair that opens up on Wednesday. So if it's not, you know, hot, if it's not oppressive for everything from the livestock to the people in the midways, that's a nice deal.
That's a great start to the fair. Oh, my gosh. Yes, definitely going to be quite lovely. Don't forget the sunblock, though, if we do get quite a bit of sunshine. And make sure to stay hydrated with proper fluids.
With proper fluids, yes. Laura, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Laura Lockwood from Weatherology. And I was, you know, Kristen, picking up where we left off on the tax cut that Governor Evers vetoed for the very wealthy. One of my favorite reactions has been from Ann Jacobs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, who tweets how fun it is to watch Wisconsin Republicans do backflips trying to pretend that a household income of $300,000, which puts a family in the 96th percentile for household income, is middle class. So I was wrong when I said upper 10%, 90s, upper 4%, 96th percentile. There's nothing middle class about that. That's not to say that you don't have value. That's not to say that you don't deserve some kind of a tax cut. But what Republicans were willing to do to, again, blow away the surplus by sending so much of it up the very top and hoping that it trickles down is a recklessness that Governor Evers saved them from themselves.
It's totally reckless. It doesn't make any sense to me, Pat. Like, help me understand this. This is one-time money. So why would you use one-time money for a tax cut that is persistent? Like, one-time money should be used for those one-off projects, the things that you have been wanting to do. You know, it's like when you get a bonus at work and you're like, oh, we need a new car, or this is my chance to pay off my student loans or whatever. But you don't use that to go out and buy something that you can't afford in the future. I mean, that's not fiscally responsible.
No. And here's another thing that's not responsible is what you do with the numbers. And you again have, well, remember how before the vetoes, when this was first passed, and I said Republicans were going to package it as a 15% tax cut when it was on average, but only because so many millionaires got 16, 17% tax cuts while other people got so much less. And you have Republicans saying that, you know, so much of the surplus, you know, was not used properly, and that, you know, people missed out on such and such a tax cut. And again, they're using averages rather than letting people know that, you know, the person who makes the median income would have gotten something like a, you know, a $60 tax cut. it wasn't going to flow down to them, and they should stop pretending that this was some veto of a giant middle-class tax cut when it was anything but that.
Well, and let's remember how this all started. Remember, the governor toured the state and listened to people and heard what people wanted, and then he put together a budget that he presented. And immediately, what did the Republicans say? Within minutes of his budget address, the Republicans said, well, that's a non-starter. And they wiped the slate clean. There was no compromise there. They wiped the slate clean and started from scratch. And then they brought a budget forward, and the governor came back and compromised with them. Like, he worked with them to create a budget that wasn't nearly what he wanted to see. I mean, there was funding in there for charter schools and choice schools that, you know, nobody who's a public school advocate wanted to see. But that's what compromise is. So for the Republicans now to come out with official statements, like, did you see Van Weingard's statement?
I was actually going to go to that next. I was going to bring that up because, again, if you're unhappy with the other party, you know, if you want to express a little frustration, you know, sure, you can do that. But what Van Weingard said was, and he didn't actually use the words, he put asterisks in there, but still, an official statement, an official letterhead said that with his veto message today, Governor Evers said, F the taxpayers, they don't know a GD thing about spending their own money. How
it's disgusting.
Juvenile.
Yeah, honestly,
was that
the way I mean, see it is,
dude, put the coffee down.
Yeah. If you're in the heat of the moment and you swear on the floor, like has happened with State Senator mm-hmm. Johnson, that's one thing. That is something that, like I said, is in the heat of the moment. Maybe you look back and you think, I could have said something different. But if you make a premeditated official press release and put censored swear words in it, it just looks like you're 12.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's the don't hit send right away. You know, walk away. You know, there's nothing that needs to, there's so few things where you need to hit send immediately. You can always get up, walk around a bit, come back and look at it and go, I could change that up a little bit. Van Weingard said no.
But this is different. This isn't a tweet. This was an official press release. It's not exactly like he could be super impulsive here. I mean, this is something that has to go through a little bit of a process. So this was clearly thought out and intentional, which makes it that much worse.
Right. And, you know, again, the governor proposed a 10% cut across the board for people making under $100,000 and for couples making under $150,000. And then it would, you know, that amount would diminish the higher up that you went, because as we've plainly established here, there are all kinds of people making $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 who are local community leaders, doctors, lawyers, accountants, and whatnot. It's not to say there shouldn't be any tax cut. But when Van Weingard and other Republicans are mad because their plan was rejected, a plan that would have given just 11 taxpayers, 11 people, who each make more than $75 million a year, and each of those 11 people would get an average tax cut every year, a tax cut of $1.8 million. You're never going to have the high ground, no matter how much you try to fudge that math.
No, but the way that they keep messaging it and sending it out to the people as a middle-class tax cut is mm-hmm. just, it's reprehensible. I mean,
it is, but here's what they know. They know if they keep repeating it, enough people uh-huh. will believe it. So if you hear us and you go, oh, are they talking about this again? Yes, because we're going to counter, you know, misinformation or fuzzy math and let people know who had the real tax cut plan and, you know, who did not. And their idea of nothing is really something. Kristen, thank you so much. Appreciate the joining us from the desert out there. Keep cool.
Love starting Monday mornings with you, Pat.
We'll do Thursday Hometown Health with Dr. Joel Charles. That'll be fun to talk about. So we'll do.
I can't wait.
Do climate stuff. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you too.
We'll be back with more after this. You're up north.
This summer, 5:40 a.m.
your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy today with highs around 73. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 50. Tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Low 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Lean in to remind us of that song, and that's what he was reminded of, hearing that a congressman from Wisconsin is taking it upon himself to get very serious and offer some very serious commentary about a cartoon map in the Barbie movie. But you can obviously understand why people like Kristen Lierley are contemplating, you know, whether somebody should challenge the Republican incumbent there in the 2024 elections. Well, to that end, there's news about another Republican incumbent and potential challengers in 2024, and that would be in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, where this morning Lawrence Andrea from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that Rebecca Cook, one of four candidates who took part in the primary last year, is saying that she will make another run for the 3rd Congressional District seat, the one that is now occupied by Republican Derek Van Orden, who defeated State Senator Brad Paff. Paff was the candidate who emerged from last year's Democratic primary. And the Paff, if he wants to run again, if he wants to challenge Van Orden in 2024, he would have to give up his seat in the state Senate, because a state Senate term is every 4 years. And so when he ran last year, it was essentially a free pass for him. He was in the middle of a Senate term. So if Paff wants to make another attempt to run for Congress, it opens up that seat, one that Republicans clearly believe they have a chance of taking back, and one that Paff would almost certainly hold if he ran for re-election. But Paff is considering a run for Congress, as is at least one of the other candidates, former CIA officer Deb McGrath, who, again, is thinking that she may give it another go. They all were relatively happy with their turnout in the primary, with Brad Paff getting the most votes because he certainly had the highest name ID, you know, being a state senator from that district and being a former cabinet official as well. But whether Paff runs again or not, it looks like Rebecca Cook is in the race for sure, and that Deb McGrath is weighing a race. And according to Lawrence Andrea's article, Missy Hughes, the CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and a member of Governor Evers' cabinet, is also considering a bid, according to multiple Democrats in the state. Cook won 11 counties in the primary last year across the 3rd District with a lot of support around the Eau Claire area. She's a small business owner. She said to the Journal Sentinel that she is really focused on running a race that people can get behind and that I think can clear the field. Rural voters are interested, I think, in the perspective that I bring. I want to represent those folks and really work for them to move the needle and make a difference in the lives of everyday people. Apparently, again, according to Lawrence Andrea's article, one factor in Brad Paff's decision will be whether the state legislative district lines are redrawn to give Democrats more representation at the state level. The state Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the maps sometime later this year after Janet Protasiewicz takes her seat. Expect a challenge to be filed to the maps. Whether that would be done in time for the 2024 elections, of course, is, you know, to be determined. But more importantly, will the case be resolved and new maps be drawn by the time candidates would have to file? So it's really not so much next November of 2024, but, you know, you're really looking more like March, April, May of next year. Will a challenge to the maps be heard that quickly, get to the state Supreme Court? Will the state Supreme Court then either pick another proposal for legislative maps, or will the court decide to draw its own maps, which it has the power to do? So there are a lot of what-ifs here in the decision on whether Brad Paff runs for his state Senate seat or decides to run for Congress. But Becca Cook said in the Journal Sentinel story, she painted Van Orden as someone tied to party leadership, not the people of the district. She dismissed Van Orden's recent talk of bipartisanship and his attempts to redefine himself, especially after being, shall we say, insurrection adjacent on January 6th on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Cook said, at the core, Derek Van Orden is someone that is very ego-centered, really focused on himself. I don't think he's hustling for any of us. I think the special interests in Washington and kind of being Kevin McCarthy's lackey is where he has positioned himself. And really, if no matter who all decides to get into the Democratic primary and who emerges from it, it will be the most competitive House election in Wisconsin among the congressional races. But as we've talked about, there could be a competitive race in the 8th District against Mike Gallagher up in Northeast Wisconsin, and in Southeast Wisconsin in the 1st District, where Republican Brian Stile represents that part of Wisconsin right now. Expect national Democrats to be much more heavily invested in one or two or three of those races. There will not be a governor's race next time around. Senator Tammy Baldwin will be running. She'll be running as a relatively strong incumbent. You'll have the presidential campaign, but you will still see national Democrats focused on these Wisconsin congressional districts. If for no other reason than to keep from getting yelled at again and again and again, I would hasten to add, as a former congressional candidate, getting yelled at for pulling out way too soon, for essentially conceding the race to Van Orden in the 3rd District when Brad Paff ended up finishing much closer than people would have expected, and there's no telling what would have happened if the National Democratic Party and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee hadn't pulled out as early as they did. So from the standpoint of the 3rd District, maybe the 1st, maybe the 8th, expect to see a lot more being done in those races and trying to keep them competitive and give voters a real choice come November of 2024. As I mentioned earlier, the Up North News daily newsletter comes out around 5 a.m. on weekdays. And in today's edition of the newsletter, along with some of the features about Wisconsin's top tourist trap, which is rated as the Mars Cheese Castle in Kenosha, and what it is that makes it so irresistible to people who are driving into Wisconsin. But also in the newsletter this morning is my editorial on the high price of lowering child labor standards. Because from bars and restaurants to meatpacking plants and factories, Wisconsin employers, they are facing a very tough labor market, one of the tightest labor markets on record. But the recent death of a teenager up north should serve as a sobering reminder of why child labor laws were originally placed on the books. The 16-year-old died on June 30th, 2 days after some kind of what's called an industrial accident occurred at Florence Hardwoods, a sawmill up in Florence County. And the incident comes not long after another Wisconsin-based company was fined more than $1 million for illegally employing more than 100 children, some as young as 13, to do cleanup work involving hazardous chemicals and dangerous equipment in meatpacking plants. Again, this is a Wisconsin-based company that cleans meatpacking plants around the country and employed more than 100 children, some as young as 13, to work with hazardous chemicals and dangerous equipment. The response from Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin and elsewhere has not been what you would call the pro-life, pro-child position, shall we say, but rather quite the opposite, looking for ways to make it even easier for kids to be in the workplace. Republicans in several states have sponsored bills to loosen restrictions on child labor. In Wisconsin, that includes a proposal to drop to 14 the minimum age at which someone could serve alcohol to seated customers in bars and restaurants. Other measures would allow for longer working hours on school nights and even roll back age verification for work permits. It does seem, sadly, that it is the latest instance of those who forget their history are doomed to repeat it. This all goes back to 1938, when Congress passed the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. It was designed to protect children from exposure to dangerous conditions and abusive practices in factories and in mines. on farms and in street trades. But we are in an economy now with a record number of people employed. And we talked about this with Mark Jacob, you know, this time last Friday, that no matter how badly Republicans want to try to spin it, the economy is extremely healthy right now. More people employed than ever. And Republicans recognize this because they're giving in to the temptation to encourage more teen employment. Now, it's not just because of a tight labor market. Why else would you do this? Well, much like immigrant laborers, child laborers are a group that is more likely to accept low pay and unsafe conditions. They are less likely to unionize. And that's all according to Reed Mackey, who is director of the Child Labor Coalition, which advocates against exploitative labor practices. Mackey said, you can't balance a perceived labor shortage on the backs of teen workers. The consequences are potentially disastrous. And again, we don't know the exact conditions that led to the death of a teenager in a sawmill up north, other than to say, again, we should be thinking long and hard about whether this is really the way that we want to go in this country. And if we do that, at what price does it come? The Iowa legislative session recently finished up, and they too relaxed child labor laws. They have talked about ways to alleviate the labor crunch, short of anything other than reforming immigration, which is something we've known needed to be done long, long ago. We knew the baby boom was running its course. We knew there was going to be a need for workers. And we know, because we've done it in the past, that we can reform the immigration system in a positive way, where there are set standards, rules that people must follow. And in so doing, you bring immigrants in, you help address the labor shortage, you do it in a way where people are documented, we know where they are, they're not off the grid. And instead, because too many Republican politicians want to politicize this issue, they have repeatedly torpedoed bipartisan attempts to fix immigration. There is overwhelming bipartisan support. But to overcome a Senate filibuster or some of the, you know, the media campaigns that are waged against certain politicians, those politicians tend to back down because immigration reform is just not that high on their list of things to do. They know it must be done, but if they're going to catch heat from their right wing and they don't want to be primaried, then they back away. And that's unfortunate, because the solution to our labor shortage is right in front of us. But to do it, we have to stop demonizing people who come from outside the country, who don't look like us, who don't speak our language at first, just like a whole lot of our ancestors. But it's a lot easier for the Tom Tiffany's of the world to play politics with immigration and to push for more teenagers to be put in dangerous or unhealthy conditions. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell joins us next with three things to know to start the week. We'll look forward to that and wrap up our conversation for this Monday morning here in just a bit. You're up north.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Every week at this time, Civic Media News Director Terry Bell joins us with three things to know to start the week, kind of your weekly reset over there. Terry, I know that out there on University Avenue, the old studio will eventually be replaced by something up on Capitol Square. I know that place has been emptying out, but it looks like they've taken the light bulbs away from you, too. That thing is really...
It's
dark. And I know they leave poor air in there in a closet, but, boy, they really are getting near the end, aren't they?
With any luck, we keep here in 2 weeks. I'll let you know in another 2 weeks what happens.
Right. But it's like so many other construction projects. Like, you know, there's only a couple things left, but... Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Looking forward to getting up there, though.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great once it's all set here. So, all right. Well, let's get the weekend rolling here. What's one of the three things people should know as we get the week started?
Well, one of the things we should know. Let's start with the one that is really obvious and affecting us all to a great extent. And that is the drought in Wisconsin. 93% of Wisconsin is under some level of drought or another. And, you know, to those of us who live in cities, we see it around us in the yellow grass that ought to be green by now. But let's face it, what this really affects most importantly is farmers. This is getting to be a critical part in the growing season. And if things don't improve soon, it could be disastrous. July is an important month for pollination, especially when it comes to corn. And if conditions don't return to normal soon, that window is going to run out. The old expression is knee-high by the 4th of July. Actually, this time of year, corn should be about waist-high. And by most of my anecdotal accounts, I see it's about ankle-high at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's up around this area where we received a little bit more rain. Again, it is barely, you know, hip high, and it's somewhat sad driving past there. And, you know, when you consider not just, you know, 93% of Wisconsin in some form of drought conditions, but just about 28% of the state is in the severe or extreme categories, you know, that again tells you there's a real need, not just for the occasional rain like we might see this evening, but we're going to need something sustained. And I don't see any sustained rainfall on the forecast. So this is not turning into a great growing season so far.
No, down here in southern Wisconsin, we're looking at a chance of rain in the middle of this week. But again, that's maybe for just a few hours. What we could use is maybe a couple of days of
start video.
You can hear me now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you really good, man. Can you hear me?
Turn the phone off here. Yeah, I still don't know how to get it through my earphones.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh man, I hear you really good. You look good, man.
No, I'm just saying I can't hear you, Calvin, if I put my earphones on.
Calvin, do you hear Gilbert? That's above my pay grade, man.
So he can hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, then. So, I even got my snow globe on mute. I don't understand how it's doing that. I don't know.
Calvin, you know anything about what he's talking about? Because I don't.
Just as long as you can hear me and everything sound good, oh, I don't get it.
You sound real good, man.
Okay, good.
You actually look great. Pretty good, man.
But there's a little like arrow by the mute button. If you click that, you might be able to change the speaker and you might be able to switch it to your headphones then.
Okay, let's go.
We can't hear you now.
I give up.
Yeah, well.
As long as it's working, it's working.
Yeah. You know, man.
So, Earl, look at this, though. Look at this. I understand if we talk about this thing. I get it. But it's a couple things I want to interject into that. Because we got Sterling Sharp and Mike Holmgren are finalists.
Yeah, for the Hall of Fame.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, do you think either one of them?
Stop it. Don't let it come out your mouth.
They shouldn't be. Do you think they're going to make it this time around?
We got. That's why I told you I want my campaign against Mike Holmgren. He went a good old boy shit. They're going to finally get his ass in. But Sterling Sharp should have been in, though.
Man, you know, I saw Sterling Sharp's career. And Sterling Sharp was a bull in a china shop, man. I mean, they couldn't tackle that cat. Linebackers bounced off of him.
A monster.
I know. So yeah. You played against his, did you? No, you didn't play against his brother.
Yeah, we played. I think it was Super Bowl. Yeah. It was a Super Bowl. We played the year, '96. It was either 96 or 96. We beat the brakes off of them. And that's why we were so heavily favored in the Super Bowl, because the year before we beat the brakes off of them in Lambeau Field. Beat the brakes off
and
of them.
So his brother was a lot bigger and stronger than Sterling, wasn't he?
But you can see the genetics.
Oh, Sterling was genetics. Sterling was built like that too.
Yes, but Shannon is a bigger version.
Right.
But both of them was monsters, though. So, hey, so we got to sneak that in. And then I hung out with your boy this weekend.
Leroy?
Hell no. Mike Singletary.
Oh, really, man? Really?
Yeah. Yes. I want to talk about that because he is one hell of a guy.
Yeah, man. He's not a big guy, is he?
No, I can see your picture. I'm going to see your picture we took together.
Yeah, man, he's looked like he about 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like his playing weight might have been about 230 or something, 225. He wasn't big. Is he in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes.
You looked at me with some pain on your face,
man. I did, man. sometimes you should just say
no. Man, listen, I saw Singletary's career. I loved him with the Bears. I loved him with the 49ers. I know who Mike Singletary is, man.
He
I think he got a bad deal as a coach.
Well, You learn things about coaches, man. Until I sat down and talked to him, he is a real
good human being,
religious guy.
Right, that's what I said. A good human being.
So when you when when.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.